Shalom. At least, like they probably said, they can't argue today. But I'll take some of the questions when I get back. We left off yesterday with a shvekhet on the Ran. The Ran says, like a label's medayik, that the din of kenegdoi by a choshed, that we allow a person to be nishba v'noita, that we allow him to go ahead and stop swearing and take the money, vazepis. Other guy can't swear, beseder, but vazepis, you're allowed to go take it. Shteit mefurish in the Ran that it's geboit on the din of mitoich. That means if you b'al t'choshed, b'etzem has a din of mitoich. So Chazal made a takana that if you can't swear, well, let the other guy before he takes it swear. But it's geboit on the mitoich. You don't get it because of the shvua, like Reb Leib explains. I sent you today. You get it because of the din of mitoich, as opposed to other cases of shvuas hanotlin, where you get it because of the shvua. Over here, you don't get it because of the shvua. You get it because of mitoich. You're supposed to get it because of mitoich. Now the pshat is that you have to swear. Chazal made a takana to protect the nitva. As I stated in the Ran. So we left off with a big kasha at the end. The kasha at the end was Mmanashach. But is there mitoich by a shvua d'rabbanan? The Gemara over here asks that the same way we say that there's a din of the Gemara asks that the same way we say there's a din of kenegdo choshed kenegdo nishba v'noitel, we say it by a shvua d'raisa by Rav Chiya Kamaisa. They say the same thing by a shvua d'rabbanan. Mmanashach. If there's no din of mitoich, so what's the Gemara's kasha? How the whole connect is goodbye to mitoich? How can the Gemara say we should do connect by the one? Elamai, tell me that he holds that there is a din, that there is a din of mitoich. So what's the Gemara game answering takanta? If you can't do takanta, so activate the din of mitoich. The same way by Shnei Chashudim, when you can't activate the din of connectors, so we go back to mitoich. Why should a takanta be different? You can't make a takana. So you're stuck with mitoich. The same way by two Chashudim, whenever you can't facilitate the din of connector, we go back to mitoich. That's the Mamana Shacharan. If he holds that there's no mitoich by the Rabbanan, how b'chal does the Gemara want to have a din of? How b'chal the Gemara want to have a din of? How b'chal the Gemara want to have a din of connector by the Rabbanan? And if he holds that there is a din of mitoich, so what's the Gemara's teretz taka? What is takanta to help? That's the big pella on the Ran. In order to answer a possible teretz on the Ran, we have to go into a very, very interesting Tosis in Gittin Daf Nun Aleph that I sent you today, where Tosis says a Mori Tikka Zach. Let's talk about a different Zach, which is one of the hearts of the sugya here. Why is it that by a Drabbana we don't say Mitoich? So Tosis says a Loshon by us on by us in Tosis. Tosis says Ki Depricious. And Taisin and Avgimah, he says that we don't say Mitoich HaShodma. He doesn't say why, by the way. Zoknisht. What's fascinating is that this Taisin and Gittin Daf Nun Aleph, the Taisin's Mitoich HaDvarim says that the reason why we don't say Mitoich HaNashua D'Rabbanon, why don't we say Mitoich HaNashua D'Rabbanon? Zok Taisin is that the reason is because Takanta Le'Avdinon. Mitoich is a takanta, the shuas of the Rabbanon, and nocha takana is what is the din of mitoich. Takanta, no reason. The reason why we don't say mitoich on a shuas of the Rabbanon is because takanta lo yavdinon. Effective tzayis and simin tzadik beis of kohen yud. I sent you a snippet just of the kasha itself. Effective tzayis and simin tzadik beis of kohen yud. Takanta, the shuas of the Rabbanon echmashtei. But the din of mitoich is a din deraisa. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin with Av learns it out of a pasuk. Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Beis Shneim. So how could you say that the reason why we don't do mitoich on a Shavuot Rabbanon is because takanta lo takanta lo yavdin? What does that mean? What do those words mean? The din of mitoich is not a takanta. The din of mitoich is a din deraisa. As a effect, the Ktzayis and Simin Tzadik Beis of Kohen Yud on the Shittas that hold that the reason is because takanta lo yavdin, and that's what Takasha on the Tzayis again. What does it mean that there's no mitoich because takanta? You have shuah d'rabbanan, and then you have the din of mitoich. It's not a takana, it's a deraisa d'ika din. What's the bira d'varm? Because l'chayra, the bira d'varm is like this. L'chayra, the bira d'varm is as follows. The Velt says, there's different nuschayos how to say this. The Velt says that there's a famous chakira, and what is the gather of mitach? There are two ways to learn mitach. Mitach shenechol shal v'sham. A guy was chayav a shvua. For example, he said chamshin yadana. He said chamshin lo yadana. And the he can't swear, so he has to pay. What's the gather that he has to pay? There are two ways to learn. This is the famous Yeshiva Shechakira, the famous Lamda Shechakira of what is the gather of Mitoch. One way of learning the Chakira is that it's a gather, it's a Gilui. And what is the Ikur Chi of Shua? What do I mean what the Ikur Chi of Shua is? Like the Lashon HaTos is over here, the Ikur Chi of Shua is Oy Yishava Eit HaShalem. That's what the Chi of Shua is. When the Torah HaKadosh says that there's a Chi of Shua somewhere, when the Torah says that you have to swear, what the Torah is really saying is either swear or pay. We'll say it this way: you have to pay until you put down a shvuah to strengthen your taina. You have a taina. The taina, for whatever reason it is a shvacha taina. It's a weak taina. It requires a shvuah to go be ma'amis the taina. It requires a shvuah to go strengthen the taina. Is kol zman that you don't put down this shvuah to strengthen it, the taina the way it is not acceptable, and you have to pay. Shmuel brings down over here Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Baba Kama, who's mashmer even a little bit more extreme. He himself says that it's more extreme, that every time you chayav a shvuah, really you chayav money. Now the vote is that you can get out of it with the shvuah. Shmuel himself says you don't have to say such an extremism that be'etzem pshat of mitoch is that be'etzem you chayav money. Just the shvuah is a way of getting out. I'm not sure how would such a pshat look, but why the mikzvah you chayav money, but eidechud you chayav money. Now, the pshat is the Torah gave an escape hatch that if you want to go ahead and say make a shvuah, so you can get yourself out of that chiyuv money. That's very extreme. You could say a middle nusach feed this first side of mitoch, that the chiyuv is oyishav. You have a beit tain, you have a choice: either pay or go ahead and swear. But the gather is that you're paying is mitzad the etzem mechayiv of the shvuah. The etzem mechayiv of the shvuah, to begin with, is a chiyuv of either swear or pay. That means the way it is, like I'm saying over again, the feed this side of pshat like this: when a guy has a zat taina, that the Torah says that you have a shvuah, what it means to say is that if you're not going to swear, you chayav money because you have such a weak taina. You have two choices: either pay or swear. But that you're paying when you don't swear is engraved in the etzem mechayev of the shvuah. The reason why you chayav to pay is for the same reason that you chayav to swear. To begin with, your chiyav is o yishava o yishalem. That's one way of learning mitoch. The other way of learning mitoch is that mitoch is what's called in the Welt nochad din. It's a din noisaf. It's an additional din. Which means as follows: Be'etzem, the chiyuv shvuah is a chiyuv to go ahead and strengthen your taina. That's the chiyuv shvuah. And that's all the chiyuv shvuah. So stage one is, it's a two-stage vart according to the second side of what mitoch is. Stage one is that you have a chiyuv shvuah. And the chiyuv shvuah says when you have a beit taina, you have a chiyuv to go ahead and be ma'amis your taina. And that's the chiyuv that's mutal on you to begin with, and not more than that. And then there's nochad din. You can call it a din noisaf in the halachos of shvuah, that if you have a chiyuv to strengthen a taina, you have a chiyuv to strengthen a taina, and you don't do what you have to do to strengthen your taina, so then it's chal on you a new din that you have to pay. And that's the afusa. The afusa is that when you have a chiyuv to be ma'amid the shvuah for us, and you can't be ma'amid the shvuah for whatever reason it is, so then there's a din, nochad din, there's a din, a new din that you have tashlumin, but the chiyuv tashlumin is because you weren't ma'amid the shvuah. That's together. So din of mitoich is a new din that's chal on you. So the din of mitoich lefi zeh is a new din that's chal on you when you can't swear. It's nochad din. That means the etzem chiyuv itself, the siba, I want to say it in the following nusach, the siba that was mechayev the shvuah. According to the first sad, the weakness that triggered the chiyuv shvuah, the weakness, the shvachkeit in the taina that triggered the chiyuv shvuah, be'etzem simultaneously triggered a chiyuv moment, which gives you two choices: either pay, you're in bad shape, okay, your taina is in bad shape, is either pay or swear. The second pshat says no. The Ma'abir Tanya doesn't trigger a chiyuv of money. A chiyuv is a swear. I don't have to think about it. Now there's a new din. There's not a din. What happens if a guy who had a chiyuv shvua on him? It means the weakness that triggers the chiyuv shvua doesn't trigger a chiyuv of money. That weakness only triggers a chiyuv shvua. Now there's a new nidin. What's the new nidin? A person who had a chiyuv shvua on him. And the person didn't swear, vastut min, and that is a couldn't swear, let's say. And that is a new din of noch adin kol mitach. That's the tut stadim of the chakira. Is nechzi anan, let's go slowly, okay? If we learn the second way, which is that the mitach is noch adin, mitach is a din noisaf. In the world of Daraisa, so you have a Shu'a Daraisa, you have to swear, you have to strengthen your Tanya, you have to bring a Birur. And then, Noch there too, there's Noch HaDin. There's a Din that, and if you don't do what you're supposed to do, the Torah said another Din that you have to pay. So if I learn the second way, so then I can understand the Pshat and the Tosef of Gittin, who says that's Takanto, Takanto. The Birur HaDvarim was like this. That by every Shu'a Daraisa, there are two limudim, there's two yafusas. There's one limud which teaches me that there's a shvu'a d'oraisa, shvu'a d'mikzah, shvu'a, whatever the shvu'a is. And then there's nochadin, there's a tzveita din, there's nochadin. There's a din called mitoich, another din, there's another din, there's a new din. You know, the Torah says, a guy who's, what is this new din, by the way? A guy who's chayav a shvu'a, a guy who's chayav a shvu'a. So the din is that person who's chayav shvua. So the din is that he has to pay. A guy who's chayav shvua who didn't do his chayav is chayav to pay. Oh, so if that's true, so then let's move over now to a shvua derabanan. Derabanan came along and were masak in a shvua out of nowhere. So they went ahead. That they made a takana that in gewisse situations, in all types of specific situations, Chazal made a takana and said that you have to swear. Fine, that's din number one. Now we're going to discuss a new thing. What about noch adin? If you ask me, is there a new din? That what happens when a guy doesn't do the shvu'a d'rabanan, do I have to pay? That's already a takanta la takanta. That means the same way, that's a davar poshut, that if the ikra din of shvu'a, that's a davar poshut, that if the ikra din of shvu'a was a derabanan. Okay, we'll talk about as that type of shvu'a that the derabanan created as a shvu'a. So that's a davar poshut that the din noisaf, the next din, right? That's a davar poshut that the same way the ikra din shvu'a is a derabanan. So the next din, which is going to say, and what happens if you don't swear the shvu'a derabanan, that also requires another derabanan. So in a shvu'a deraisa, in a shvu'a deraisa, this additional din is a deraisa d'kadin, because the etzem din of shvu'a deraisa is deraisa, okay, and the din of mitoich, which is learned out of a pasuk, is also a deraisa. So it's two different deraisas, two separate deraisas. There's one deraisa that there's a shvu'a, and then there's another thing. What happens? A new story, a new parsha, a new development. What happens if a guy was chayiv a shvu'a and he didn't swear? What's ma dinoi? So there's nocha din. There's a din that a guy who doesn't swear a shvu'a d'oraisa, his din is chayav to pay. Now let's go a new shach. But the button, so then it's chal on him that it's chal on him. This has to be. So it's two dinim. There's a din of the chiyuv shvu'a, and then there's nocha din noisaf. That's about the true. But by the rabbanon, if we're gonna let's say carbon copy over from the rabbanon to the d'oraisa, okay, from the d'oraisa to rabbanon, so that's gonna be a gather, but takana on a takana. Why? Because the first takana is that you have a din shvu'a. The first takana is going to be that you have a din shvu'a. That's going to be one takana. What does the one take a shvu'a mean? The one take a shvu'a means that out of the blue, the one came along and made a takana. That's going to be one din. And then there's going to be another din that what happens when you can't swear shvu'a d'rabbanan? What happens when I can't swear shvu'a d'rabbanan? So I'm going to have to, so you have to pay me. That's going to require another takana. Ah, you tell me that in the world of deraisa, mitoich is not a d'rabbanan. Ah, you tell me in the world of midaraisa, the din of mitoich is not a derabanan d'kadin. I on a shvu'a deraisa, the din of mitoich is, well, the whole tzeis kasha. Tzeis kasha was that, how the din of mitoich is a deraisa d'kadin. Now, I want to pay attention to what I'm saying. You're right. What is excessive kasha? How can you call it a takanta? In the world of the rice, in the world of Ashur, the rice, it's not a takana. The answer is you're right. In the world of Ashur, the rice, it's a deraisa and it's not a takana, but it is an additional din. So when it's going to land by a derabbanan, it's going to be a takanta. I want to explain what I'm saying. What was the case is kasha? How could you come along and say that there's no mitaych on a shvuah derabbanan because it's a takanta? So it's mashma from there that mitaych is a takanta. That's the kasha that says. How can you go tell me that there's no din of a mitaych on a shvuah derabbanan because of takanta? It's mashma that mitaych is a takanta. Mitaych is a deraisa. So the answer is, it's true that mitaych is a deraisa, but together that mitaych is a deraisa is a deraisa on a deraisa. That's the aside here. The aside of the Zach is that the Ksais learned that mitaych is a deraisa. How could you call it a takanta? That's mashma a mistake that a person might think that the whole din of mitaych is a derabbanan to get in. Chas v'shalom. That's not what the Ksais. That's not a pshat. The pshat when Tosi says the kanta, Tosi didn't mean to say that din of mitoich is a takanta. What he meant to say is that in the world of deraisa, it's a din of a deraisa on a deraisa. So in a derabbanan, the way it's going to be shtol avek is as a takana on a takana. That's the yisayir from how the ksayis zen. The mela. So Tosis has a the that means the same way that's mamash nifalamoid. What was the ksayis asking? The ksayis was asking that how could you come along and call the din of mitoich in the derabbanan takanta? It's not a deraisa. The answer is you're right. It is a deraisa, but in the world of deraisa itself, it's a deraisa on a deraisa. It's not built into the etzem din of the shua. So if you're going to copy that over, if you're going to carbon copy that over to where to a derabanan, in a derabanan, it's going to be shtolda like it's two takanas that we don't find. Takanta, lavina. What did it make? A nocha takana on top of the first takana. That's called takanta, lavina. And that's why. So let's chazer over. If we this second havana in mitoch, that we have a Tosis in Gittin who says that the reason why there's no mitoch on a derabanan is why. It's because takanta l'takanta lo yavdinon. Because takanta l'takanta lo yavdinon. In fact, the Ksais HaKasha, I mitoich is a deraisa tikkadin. It's not a takanta tikkadin. Zok the Ksais, Zok and Mir, that depends what the gedder, what's the lumdus of mitoich by the deraisa? What's the lumdus of the mitoich by the deraisa? If the lumdus of the mitoich by the deraisa is, if the lumdus of the mitoich by the deraisa is a gedder of deraisa l'deraisa, the gather of mitoich is nochad din. It's the din noisav. It's two dinim. So when you copy and paste that over to a drabonon, what you end up with is a takanta. That's the chayra, the pshat in the Tosis over there. How Tosis could say that mitoich is a takanta if the etzem din of mitoich is deraisa? The answer is because in the deraisa lane, it's a two-stage void. It requires two dinim. Now, in a drabonon, both dinim are going to be drabonons. That's obvious. If that's true, so now let's go weiter. That's step one. That's the etzem havana to answer the Tosis kasha. How could Tosis Gittin say that we don't say mitoich on a derabanan when it's takanta lit takanta? It's a deraisa. The answer is it is a deraisa, but in the deraisa, it's a gather of one on top of two. It's a din noisav. And a derabanan, such a thing is going to be a vekish though. There's two derabanans. If that's true, so let's build now further. The Tosis by us clearly didn't hold that the reason why there's no mitoich on a shvuah derabanan is because of takanta takanta. Tosis didn't hold like that. How do we know that? Stage two. How do we know that? How do we know that? The answer is because the Tosis by us brings the Gemara of takanta takanta, right? The Gemara by us asks the kasha, why don't we do the din of kenegdo by shvuah derabanan also? What do you have to come on to b'chir kamaisa? You have Rav Nachman shvuah sasis. Make a kenegdo on that. So the Gemara answered takanta takanta. For Tosis HaKasha, Seder, so you're not making a takanta connected, do mitoich. And for Tosis Kiddi Precious, Zok the Tosis of Rosh, Zok Rabbeinu Peretz. What does Kiddi Precious mean? Like he says in Daf Gimel that there's no mitoich by the Rabbanon. So first of all, it's clear from Tosis that that's not what the Gemara meant to answer. Halei Tosis, after the Gemara asked the Kasha that, Tosis asked the Kasha that Tosis asked the kasha. Tosis asked, and after the Gemara said takanta, in fact, there's a new kasha. And what about mitoich? The Gemara said takanta. We don't do. In fact, there's a kasha. What about mitoich? Tosis answered because we have the Rabbanan don't make a toich. Tosis doesn't say that's because of the Gemara's yisoid of takanta. Tosis asked a new kasha. Tosis says kiddushin. that the Siba why there's no mitoych on a Darbonon is not because of Takanta or Takanta. What's the Bira Dvon? The Bira Dvon is very geschmack. Hello, the Lashon of Tosfos is, and here we begin, we get to the heart of the Shtickle Torah here, or the Pshat. The Lashon of Tosfos, when he brings mitoych over here, is Shur deraisa isli alecha oiti shava oiti shalim. Tosfos is mashva like the first side of the Chakira, Sniflamoid. Sniflamoid. Tosfos is mashva like the first side of the Chakira. The together of mitoich is oiti shava oiti shalom. Like we said, the first side of the chakira. What's together of mitoich? Together of mitoich is to begin with the chiyuv. To begin with is oiti shava tishalom. That means it's not a din nosaf that if you don't do your chiyuv sure, then you have to go pay. In other words, milchatchila, there's a din on you. Either pay or swear. You have a bia taina. This is the chiyuv that's mutal on you. So that day you're paying when you don't swear is an intrinsic din in mitzad the etzem mechayev of the shvuah. If that's true, that together mitoich is not a din noisaf, it's not a takanta type of formulation, but the din of mitoich is a din of oitishav, that the etzem mechayev of the shvuah says you have a weak taina is either pay or get out of it with a shvuah, take your pick. But if you said the etzem chiyuv, so it's very geschmack. Tesis, in all the other places, doesn't explain why in a derabbana we don't say mitoich. He says that in a derabbana we don't say mitoich, that's all he says. So it's niflamoid. If you ask me, so why by the rabbanon is there no demitoich? So the answer is very simple. That's not together of a shur derabbanon. That means in a shur deraisa, the Torah says you have a shur deraisa. It links in them that your taina is such a bad taina. If you don't swear, you're gonna have to pay. Your taina is betzim bottle. Your taina is commander less a dummy. It's betzim not a. It's not a taina. That's why that means the etzim mechayev the shur says your taina is so bad. The chiyuv shur is so powerful. The chiyuv shur says either pay or swear. If you'll ask me and why by the one there's no mitoich, I'll tell you I have to come on to Hesper and why is no mitoich. There's no mitoich because Chazal to begin with never created the mechayev of Oyeshav Oyeshalim. The whole Siba why we say mitoich is because the original mechayev of the Shvuah to begin with was a mechayev be'etzem to pay or swear, and the swearing is a way of getting out of the money. If I'll ask you and why by the one, I don't have to explain it. The Rabbanim went ahead and created a chiyuv of Oyeshalim. I have to say, what does the Rabbanim mean? The Rabbanim means that midirayis the person achayev ashur. Midirabbanim the person doesn't need to clarify anything. Midirayis the person has a good taina. The Rabbanim came along and slapped on a chiyuv. The Rabbanim came along and slapped on a chiyuv that says you have to swear. Say that the Rabbanim went ahead and said Oyeshalim. The Rabbanim said you have to pay money. Mechatesi. Is a mela if the whole mechayev of vitoich every time when a guy can't swear or doesn't swear, the mechayev is Oyeshalim. So then the pshat is by the Rabbanon, they never to begin with said azak gather. They never said azak. That's not the gather of the Chiyashua. It means the reason why the Rabbanon don't have a din of mitoich is because to begin with intrinsically in the Chiyashua that the Rabbanon were mechayev, they never were mechayev to begin with. They were mechayev you to shtal a shvua. They were mechayev you to clarify. They were mechayev you to mechazik the taina, but not more than that. They never said to begin with that your taina is not in niskabel. Halay, in order to go ahead and say that the chiyuv is to begin with Oyeshav, what you're fundamentally telling me is I lost the case. You're fundamentally telling me, the Levadi, you can get out of it with a shvuah. When I come along and I tell you, Be'etzim Oyeshav, what I'm basically telling you is that when you're a Moed Mikzvah, I don't accept your taina. When you're an Erech, I don't accept your taina. If that's what mitoich means, that it's intrinsic. Now, the Levadi, you can get out of it with a shvuah. The Rabbanon never made it. The Rabbanon came along and said, when you have a shvuah, the Rabbanon, which means that the rise of the taina is a good town, the Rabbanon didn't come along and wreck the guy's taina. The Rabbanon slapped on a shvuah, but they never said, then Oyeshav. And that's why Tosfos and other places, for example, Gilma Beis, he doesn't even bother to explain why there's no mitoich by the Rabbanon. There it is because we don't say mitoich by the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon to begin with never said a din of Oyeshav. They never said a zachiyev. That's the Vishita Tosfos. There's a Moed HaKadiyah in Tosfos. Look in Tosfos Be'yos, on Amud Aleph, the guy says to him, Shur deraisa isli alecha oyeshav oyeshalim. The word shur deraisa is extra. We know that it's a deraisa over here. What does it mean, shur deraisa? The pshat is that in a shur deraisa, the chiyuv is oyeshav. It's only a diak. It's not more than that. But it's a shein a diak. Shur deraisa. What does the guy say? The guy says shur deraisa. Oh. Shur deraisa yeshi. Now that's oyeshav because that's to get this part of the guy's taina of oyeshav because it's the shur deraisa because the shur deraisa to begin with is mechayiv. Let's push it. If he this pshat that together is oyeshav oyeshalim, so let's push it that's not together. That's very geschmack. Tosafot by us and Amar Aleph, who says that what? Who says that the gather of Mitoichas is a gather by Yishov Yishalim. He clearly doesn't learn that the gather is wider bunch because of Takanto Takanto. I need to come out of Takanto Takanto Dinon. If the gather is a gather for Yishov Yishalim, so it's very simple. That's why we were diak in Tosafot. Tosafot doesn't learn that. Tosafot, after the Gemara answered Takanto Takanto, Tosafot said, Akasha, what about Mitoich? So Tosafot kid appreciates. That's very geschmack. That's very good. That's gewaldic. That's because he literally does the holds are Yishov or Yishalim. Oh. But if I hold like the Etzem Chiyah Shavuos side by the Raisa side of the Rabbanan, or I'll say better, but if I hold like the other side that by the Raisa, the Etzem Chiyah Shavuos is not to pay. Etzem Chiyah Shavuos is a din Shavuos. Not more than that. Your tain is not a broken tain. No, there's a din Noisav. There's no chadin. There's a no chadin that what happens when people don't swear. What do? You have to pay. That's because you didn't do your din ashur, that was mutal on you. Not because the etzem weakness in the taina is mechayev to pay money. Now the vote is when you don't do what you're supposed to do, so the din is that yechayev what you called. Yechayev to swear. So then there's a very interesting shayla. If there's a new din that people who don't swear have to pay because they didn't swear. So then there's a shayla. Why by the Rabbanan didn't they add on this new din? If the pshat is that the reason why you have to pay is because the taina was so weak, that the Torah was mechayev you to pay because be'etzem, that's by the Raisa, but the Rabbana never, Bichal even got into that territory to come along and say that Af is a vibe. What's up, name? But if I hold that it's not a din in the quality of the Chiyah Shavuah to begin with of being mechayev money, it's a din Naisav. What is this din Naisav? A guy who's chayev a Shavuah and doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he can't swear, then it kicks in, noch a din that he's chayev to pay. And that's an arbitrary din. That's not because of the etzem of the Chiyuv Shvuah. According to the first side of Yishalim, the din that you're paying is a gedder, is a gilui, and how powerful the Mechayiv of the Shvuah was that Be'etzem you have to pay money, just you can get out of it with a Shvuah. You can get out of it, you can dray out of it with a Shvuah. But if I learned that the Vardis of the Chiyuv Shvuah is nothing more than a Chiyuv Shvuah, so the one on the rises are equal on that. Now there's a new din. What is the din of a guy who doesn't do a Chiyuv Shvuah that he's supposed to do? Ba dinoi. There's a din noisaf in the Torah. That if a person doesn't swear, has to pay. So why the Rabbanan is it different? Why by the Rabbanan is it different? Why the Rabbanan slap on this new din? Hell, it's not a din in the quality of the etzem gedder of the mechayev of the shvuah. There's an arbitrary din. There's an exterior din. There's a chitzeinis din. There's a din noisaf that a person who doesn't swear has to pay. So let the Rabbanan say it, and that we say it. On that we say takanta takanta lev dinon sniflamoid, and that's moiridik. So the summary is as follows. If I learn that the gather, so here's the tliya. If the gather of mitoich by the raisa is built into the etzem mechayev of the shuah, because every mechayev shuah is not really a chiyah shuah, it's about the mechayev money. Either it's a chiyah money that you can get out of with the shuah, or to begin with the chiyah is take your pick, either pay or swear, but it's that's mechayev money. So that's pasha why the rabbanon there's no din. The rabbanon never said that you have money. It's pasha. You don't have to explain anything, and that's why Tais Taka doesn't explain. Mashenke and the Tyson Gittin who learns in Deraisa the gather of Shvuah, the gather of Mitoich is a din noisaf. That means there's two dinim. There's one din they have to swear, period. And that's not mechayev money. And then there's nocha din. What happens if you don't swear? What happens if you don't swear? There's nocha din that people who don't do Shvuah that they're supposed to do, there's a din that you have to pay. Fekta chakasha. So why by their one is not like that? What do you tell me? The one didn't give a gather. It's not a gather in the Shvuah. It's a din noisaf. It's a din. People who don't swear, who don't do what they're supposed to do, then it kicks in a new chiyuv. So by the Rabbanan say that also. The answer is takanta. So the machlekes of why by the Rabbanan there's no din of mitoich is rooted in the fundamental hakira of what is the gather of mitoich b'chal. That's the answer on the ktesis kasha of how can you call mitoich takanta if the etzem din of mitoich is the right. I just want to point out something here. It's very important. If I would learn that the din of mitoich is not a din noisaf, if I point that the din of mitoich is a built-in din, so you can't say that in the rabbanon it's takanta lit takanta. There's no second stage. Either the rabbanon gave a din of oyishav or they didn't. That's the ktesis kasha. How can you call it a takanta? The din of mitoich is a deraisa dika din in the mechayev of the shul. Now either the rabbanon has it or the rabbanon doesn't have it. That's the oimik of the ktesis kasha on tesis again. How can you call it a takanta lit takanta? Either you have it or you don't have it. Gandik. There's no middle ground. But if I learn like the other tzad, that the gather is a gather, it's in the rice, it's a two-stage vort. So then in the rabbanon, it's a two-stage vort also. That's niflamoid. L'fi zeh, Let's go back now and go back to our massive cash on the run. We had a massive cash on the run. What was the cash on the run? The cash on the run was that the cash on the run was as follows. The Ran Halei holds that the din of Kenegdo is based on Mitoch. The Ran learns that the din of Kenegdo is based on Mitoch. The din of Kenegdo is based on Mitoch. So he has the cash on the sin. Monoshach. Wedding warrants at the Takanto Takanto. Monoshach. If there's no din of Mitoch by Shudra, one wedding warrant, yes, Kenegdo. There's no din of Mitoch. There's no reason why you should get the money. You don't get the money because of the Shvu. You get the money because of the Mitoch. What's the warrant? Elamai told me. There isn't any Mitoch by the Rabbanah. Wedding warrants at the Takanto Takanto. Go back to Mitoch. The answer is, Lefi this is Niflamoid, once and for a Basha. Loilam, the Ran holds, there's no Mitoch by the Rabbanah. And Vival, there's no Mitoch by the Rabbanah. So the whole connector collapses. I suppose the Gemara's Kasha. The Teretz is, Lefi the Taisin Gin, that was the Gemara's Teretz. We have a new shot what the Gemara said, Takanto, Takanto, Le'avdinu. Listen to the beauty. The Gemara is the Kasha, and the Gemara said that we should say connector by the Rabbanah, by Shavuos Heses. Why? Because it's Mitoch. That was the shock of a tire in the Gemara itself. The Gemara in the Havmina held that there's mitoch by the Rabbanan also. And Vibalt is mitoch by the Rabbanan also. Vibalt is mitoch by the Rabbanan. So we say connector. The Gemara's flow is like this. Watch. It's Niflam Mamish. The Gemara starts off and says, we have a Bechir Kamaisa Shavu Deraisa. So you have mitoch, and then you have connector. In fact, the Gemara, what do you have to go on to Shavu Deraisa for? Even by Shavu Deraisa, like the Zabuzach. By Shavu Deraisa say, the din of connector. The din of mitoch. And for the Gemara, Takanta le'avdinon is the reason why we don't say mitoch. Because if it's a shvu'ah de'rabbanon, so then the din of mitoch is going to be nocha takana, it's going to be a din noisav. So when the Gemara said the words takanta le'avdinon, it's like the Taisin Gin, it's not a reason why they didn't go ahead and make a takana of kenegdo. It's not a reason why they didn't go ahead and make a takana of kenegdo, by the way. It's not a reason why didn't go ahead and make a takana of kenegdo. That's not the pshat. The reason why they went ahead and made a takana of the reason why they didn't go ahead, the Takanta is not coming to explain why they didn't make Kenegdoi. Takanta coming to explain why there's no din of Mitoich. And if there's no din of Mitoich, so the whole Kenegdoi collapses. I'm saying I'm Rizik Gibshat. When the Gemara, it means what was the Kasha? Kasha was that if there's Mitoich on the Rabbanon, so say Mitoich now. And if there isn't, so what was the Kasha? The answer is that itself was the Gemara's Teretz. When the Gemara says Takanta, Takanta le'avdinon, that's what Taisa says in Gittin. Taisa says in Gittin, like it says in, over here, wait a minute, it's the first place in Shas where he found Takanta, Takanta. The Teretz of Taisa Gittin was learning that's the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Shak of Vatayah revolved around is there Mitoich on the Rabbanon or not? So the Gemara's Kasha held that we say Mitoich by the Rabbanon also. If we say Mitoich by the Rabbanon, so that allows us to go ahead and say the din of Kenegdo by the Rabbanon, because the din of Kenegdo is based on Mitoich. Every Gemara, Takanta, we don't make a Takana, Taka Takana, and therefore what? And therefore there's no din of Mitoich on the Rabbanon. If there's no din of Mitoich on the Rabbanon, if there's no din of Mitoich on the Rabbanon, then the whole thing collapses. If there's no din of Mitoich on the Rabbanon, then the whole din collapses. Then the whole din collapsed, so there's no din of connector anymore. That's Niflamoid. That's Niflamoid. That's Niflamoid. Mela, now that we have this Taisis in Gittin, so we know that Takanta is b'chal not going on the Kenegdoi. Takanta is going on the din of Mitoich. And that's only based if I learned that the din of Mitoich is a two-stage vort, so then I could learn that Takanta wasn't said on that. This answers, by the way, Akasha, that's a big problem that Achorinim ask. Because the whole teretz of Takanta is not so gishmak. I'll explain. The original Rabbanon, let's say I would learn that the Havamina was that every Rabbanon has a Mitoich. And every Rabbanon has a Shvuah and a Chiyuv to pay also. So the first Takana that says that you have a Shvuah and you have to pay Mitoich, that was made for whose Toiva? It was made for the Toiva of the Tevea. It was made for the benefit of the Tevea. The Tevea was Tevea money. Be'etzem, the Nitva should get off scot-free. We go ahead and we say, no, go ahead. Swear and mitoich. So, in fact, the Gemara make a different takana of who, when the guy is a choshed, that the connector should swear. So the Gemara says takanta takanta. Where's that takanta takanta? The first takana is against the nitvah. The second takana is against the teveh, that we say you can't get it without swearing. I want to point out something. The Be'etzim is a fundamental kasha in what takanta means. What do you mean takanta takanta? We don't do connector because connector is a takana lit takana. They're two different takanas. One is for the benefit of the teveh, one's for the benefit of the nitvah. That's called takanta takanta loy avdinon. Halloy, the first takana was for the teveh, that the guy's chayav shuv b'chal. The second takana is against the teveh, that he can't get without swearing. The feed this pshat, it's niflamoid. The takanta is not going on the kenegdoi. The takanta is going on the mitoich, that the din that they made a takana that you chayav to swear, they didn't make another takana to say that you chayav to pay, and memela the whole kenegdoi collapsed. So it's a whole new pshat what takanta means according to Tais and Gittin. It's not going on the din of kenegdoi, because the din of kenegdoi is two different things. The first takana was against the teveh, the second takana is the first takana is for the teveh, excuse me, and the second takana is against the teveh. The answer is that takanta is not going on why they don't do kenegdoi, according to this pshat. The answer is takanta is going on why there's no din of mitoich, and once there's no din of mitoich, the whole din of kenegdoi collapses. And that's how the Rad is going to learn the Gemara. So the Havamim of the Gemara learned that there is kenegdoi by the Rabbanon because there is mitoich. So that was the kasha we asked. So the Mitoich of the Rabbanon, what do you answer? Takata takata. That's the kasha we asked on the Rad. The Gemara, according to the Rad, that the din of kenegdoi is based on mitoich, so the Gemara had to hold that by the Rabbanon there is mitoich. So if by the Rabbanon there is mitoich, and that's why there's kenegdoi, what the Gemara answer takata takata? But say mitoich. The answer is that's the Gemara's teretz. That we don't say mitoich by the Rabbanon because takata takata. And the word takata takata is not going to say why we don't say kenegdoi. It's going to say why we don't say mitoich. Like a Tais and Gittin. Mela. That's only the feel of the Havana that the Gedder of Mitoich is a Din Noisaf. But the Tais Bay also holds that the Din is a Din of Oy Yeshava, Oy Yeshalim, that it's built into the Chiv. So he doesn't have to explain why the Rabbanon doesn't have it. The Rabbanon to be given the Nechet. No, the Gemara had a different agenda. The Gemara's agenda was forget about Mitoich, the Rabbanon, but let there be a Din of Kenegdoi. Let there be the regular Din of Kenegdoi. Now the Gemara says Takanta, Takanta, Loy of Dinon. So do we have a new machlekes over here between the Tosis and the Ram? That means what I'm saying is as follows. The machlekes between Tosis and the Ram, whether or not the din of kenegdoi is geboit on the din of mitoich, whether the din of kenegdoi is geboit on mitoich, will depend at the end of the day on what the Gemara's teretz of takanta takanta is, which depends on what the gather of mitoich is, whether it's built into the din of the chiyushu or whether it's a din nosaf. Kol Tov and a good Shabbos, and I'll see you, Mr. Shem, early Monday morning. Kol Tov.